and welcome to episode 58 of the Tanner Rubber Recycling Podcast. Today we're going to be talking to Great All International's Alan Shaw. Tanner baling is a critical part of the transport of waste tanners around the world. And Great All International is one of the biggest names, perhaps one of the most well-known names in the tar baling sector. So let's see what Alan's got to say. Alan, Great All is well-known for its Mark II baler, its tar balers. Can you tell me about the latest developments in the Mark II baler?
Yeah, well, the latest development in the Mark II is that we've put a unique feature in tire balers, which is a remote monitoring system. Now, what that allows Great All to do and our customers is that no matter where the baler is in the world, we can access it through our telemetric system. Basically, the Mark II has its own computer on board. It allows us the access for servicing purposes. But one of the main factors that we've found that is of particular use is the bale mounting facility built into the machine. So, for instance, the container, shipping container, will hold 32 bales. This allows us to set the machine to count to the 30-second bale. Once that is ejected, it will contact your shipping agent or whoever you want that will allow you to bring the next container in for loading. So that's one of the features. But the simplicity of the build and the durability of the Great All product has by far has sold that product now globally.
Yeah, I have to say that Great All is almost ubiquitous. You know, everywhere you go, there's a Great All baler. Everybody knows Great All is the go-to baler manufacturer. How did you end up producing such a high quality product? What led you to that product?
Well, it was basically balancing simplicity with strength, and that is our background. The Great All was formed in '82, and at that stage they made coal bagging equipment, which literally had to be indestructible for that industry. And that ethos and that build and that those engineers who produced those first machines for Great All are with us today. And they are producing equipment that lasts sometimes longer than we would like it to last. But it's a character of the Great All build is the durability of it. For instance, last year, Belfast City Council, we changed their tendered for their compactors for their amenity sites in Belfast. This is the other side of Great All's business. And there was no question that it was going to be Great All. The compactors they had been installed for 25 years before they needed change. So this is testament to the build and the ethos and what the effort that we put into getting our products right first time.
Okay. Now I've seen the conveyor system that you've developed. Can you explain how that works?
We're constantly listening to our clients, our customers, and we're constantly listening to what they're asking, listening to them, what they're requesting, and what we're hearing. We were hearing within the industry the labor involved in the physical act of baling tires is so harsh an environment. And we heard in the UK initially that it's really hard to hang on to good labour once you've trained guys up And they were looking, our customers and our clients were looking for a method of tire baling that wasn't as strenuous and could be more effective or more efficient. So we looked at the concept of the conveyor system, and that's where it started, basically, from requests from customers. And we developed a system that can be loaded now with approximately 600 to 700 car tires, and with two operators and two Mark IIs. It's set up for a left and right Mark II. We can produce 8 tons in 1 hour through this system. Yeah,
that's quite impressive. How does that compare to a manual system?
A manual system with, say, for instance, one baler with three guys operating will produce three and a half bales per hour. With the conveyor system and two balers, we're basically doubling the efficiency. But not only that, Ewan, it's the physicality of the loading, which really changes the whole concept of tire baling. You're loading from waste pipe into a chamber, which is at waste pipe. So this alleviates a lot of the stress and strain from that baling act. And what we're hoping it will do for our customers is prolong the life of their labour, so as they can, or prolong the term that they can hold on to their labour for, yeah, while increasing their productivity and to an end where they're sort of their staff are producing 8 to 10 bales per hour.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of controversy about exports and baling for export in the UK. And I see right behind you is the sidewall and tread cutter. The Indians are saying that they don't want whole tires anymore. And they're supposed to be cut and then baled. Are you seeing an increase in demand for the sidewall cutter?
The sidewall cutter is basically designed for truck and agriculture, but we do have a car sidewall cutter, which and just this week, you're quite right, we've been asked about cutting car tires for the industry. So we have that in place. A couple of years back, I think it was Pakistan didn't want tires, whole car tires, and they had to be cut then at that stage. So we developed a small machine that is readily available now on our website that will cut car tires. It will remove a sidewall in about 15 seconds. So it's very, very quick as well. Yeah. So that's currently available, but the concept of cutting tires, going to another country is just something that we have to follow suit with, and whatever the industry is asking for, we'll try and fulfil it.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Now, you've made a venture into North America, selling into North America. How is that market receiving your goods?
Initially, it was quite quiet. A lot of tire recyclers in the States had never heard of us. We did do a bit of optimization of our website for the American market. It was very quiet. Then we had a couple of customers who purchased one-off dealers. Those customers then followed on with an order for 15 more. So last year was our busiest export year to the United States by far. And it's basically when they opened the box and they seen what they had, and the simplicity and the durability of it is words that they're using. They put them words into my mouth. The simplicity and the build of the equipment is why we're getting repeat business from the major tire recycling companies in the US.
That's a great market to break into. Great
it market. Really is. Really is. Really is. Yeah.
Well, there we have it. Thank you very much, Alan Shaw, for your time and your updates on the Gradol International offer to the tire baling community. Of course, Gradol do baling equipment and cutting equipment for a far wider market than just tires. But for our interests, tires is where it is, and Gradol is the place to go. We'll be back shortly with episode 59, and I look forward to talking to you all again. Thank you. Goodbye.